creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
We're talking about City Hub Ukraine, which is a it's a charity. Is it a charity? Are you registered? No. Yes, there you go, you see. It's not a charity. So this is what we need, your help with this. It's City Hub Ukraine. It helps send aid over from Nottingham to the Ukraine. And Anne Vickers, who set up the charity... stop saying charity! Who set up the City Hub Ukraine with her husband, Stuart. Morning, Anne. Thank you for popping in.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me. Oh, it's great to be here.
Well, it's one of those things that you see in the news, and again in the news there, you know, we heard, again, Russia sort of bombing the Ukraine. It's something that you sit there and you think, yeah, it's sad, but what can I do? Mm-hmm. This is... this hour, we'll tell you what you can do. Not that I like to tell people what to do, but you can help in this. But Anne, what prompted you to set up this particular cause?
Yeah, well, it just all started when the full-scale invasion started back in 2022. I was watching the news, like many other people, with my husband, and we just couldn't believe it was happening, basically war in Europe. And then we could see the people fleeing from their homes and trying to escape, etc. All the scenes of the railway stations just crammed with people, and mainly women and children. And we're just like, you know, how can we help? And then the next morning I had a Facebook post pop up, and it was from Trident Security, which is a business in Nottingham run by owned by a Ukrainian man, Roman Yurichuk, and he's been here 25 years in the UK, and he was asking for help. And I said to my husband, we've got a couple of hours free, let's pop down and help. He was collecting aid and sorting it and etc. to send on a lorry. So we went down for the couple of hours. We was there for the next few weeks. And long story short, we was in a different place where we are now, because this was Roman doing his thing in near his office down at Quayside Estate in Colwick. We sent the first three lorries, and then he wanted to continue. We wanted to continue, and so he was sourcing transport and getting these contacts from back home in Ukraine. And then we were looking for a premises to have a more permanent base. And again, a long story, but the hospital, City Hospital, came on board. They had collected lots of aid to send to Ukraine, but didn't know what to do with it. Found me and some others somehow, who then contacted me, and we went to sort all their bits out. And then we said, how long can we stay here? And they said, well, it's a condemned building. We can have it for as long as. Oh. So it just evolved. Nothing was ever planned. It just happened. Another lady called Kate, she was had the contact from the hospital. And then after, unfortunately, a couple of months, she had other, you know, family commitments, etc. Someone had to take it on and sort of be the controller. And I stepped in, along with my husband and others, Phil Holland. We're still there. We're like the main sort of ones that hold it together. But then we had others come on board within a few months that are still with us now. But then there's, you know, 20 plus volunteers that run the hub now at City Hospital, plus then dozens more that support us and help in other ways.
So how does it work? People sort of bring stuff down to the hub or send it, and you store it until there's enough to be sent over, and then it's sent over?
Yeah, that's in a nutshell, that's it. We open 6 days a week. We're based on St Francis Way in City Hospital site, just next door to St Francis Wards. And we open the doors, or volunteers open the doors every day, apart from Sundays. And yeah, the public can come and drop off whatever, whether it's, you know, a bag of clothes, a bag of pasta, a carload of whatever. You know, we'll take it, and then our volunteers sort it, box it, package it up. We label everything, and then it's stored in the hub until we have. Another very generous person, a businessman up in Alfreton, so just over the border, he gives us warehouse space, and he has a lorry yard. So that's very handy, because we send 27-ton Arctics So we have to transport everything up to Alfreton, ready for lorry loading day, which is on average, could be, it's a bit movable at the minute. On average, it's probably once every 6 weeks. It's a simple thing. Open the doors, people come and donate, and then we get all the aid over to Ukraine.
It's not the old air aid shelter thing on St Francis Way, is it?
I don't know. I think it used to be procurement building. It's a big building. Next to it, it's because St Francis Ward.
Yeah. The only reason I ask is because the roots of Nottingham Hospital Radio are actually on St Francis Way, right next to St Francis's Hospital.
Oh, I see.
And I'm just wondering whether it's the same building.
Oh, don't know. So,
Many years ago, back in the 1970s, when I started there. It was taking me back then. So now some of the volunteers are actually from the Ukraine themselves, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, very early on, once the displaced people started to arrive in the UK, and obviously lots come to Nottingham back in 2022, sort of, from the sort of March, April time. Then they've got the cultural centre, the Ukrainian cultural centre in Nottingham on Mansfield Road, but then they'd hear about us as well, so they'd come to us just probably out of curiosity and just wondering if there was any more help and support, and then they perhaps needed clothes or things for their children, because people were turning up just with a backpack.
Yeah.
That was it, from their very long journey from Ukraine to here. So we'd help them. Then we get chatting mainly over a Google, Translate app, and then they tell, "Oh, well, can I help?" So now probably 60%, 70% of the volunteers are our Ukrainian friends that are here under the Homes for Ukraine scheme, who run it. And it gives a lot of them can't work because either their language isn't good enough for work,
yeah,
or they've got children, so can't. And a lot of the ladies are here on their own, so it's difficult for them to work. So it gives them something to do. It gives them a bit of a community, and they feel like they're doing something to help us, but obviously, to help their people. So, they tell us it gives them hope and the support that they need.
I can imagine that it must be quite frightening for them, especially if they've got family and friends back there as well. It's so many miles away, and the only thing that they can do is sort of just keep an eye on the news and everything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's they're living in a... I can't imagine how, if this happened to me, I'm not a religious person, but it's Sunday, I pray that, it doesn't happen to me. I don't know how. I've never met such strong women. It's a lot of women that we meet. There's a few men here as well, but obviously it's a lot of women. Never met such strong people, and how they've coped with this and how they're coping with it. They're living in a dual reality. They've got homes and family back in Ukraine. Some of them haven't because they've been bombed and lost. They're losing people, losing friends, losing family. It's dire. That's why I want to help.
It's a sad situation, sort of, they've been put in by nothing to do with themselves.
No, that's right.
Yeah, so, we'll talk more about the City Hub Ukraine right after this.
The Sunday Morning Show with Kev Castle from 9.
They are Snap, of course, and the power, you have got the power to help the Ukraine. And City Hub Ukraine, Anne Vickers is my guest in this hour. So getting the stuff over there is, I imagine, I hate to use a bit of a ball ache, but we'll use it on a Sunday morning. We don't care. We're talking serious stuff here. And I imagine as well it costs quite a bit because you've shown me pictures and those... This is no good on radio, but we've got great big sort of like, it's like a blanket with all these pictures of massive trucks and everything on there. They don't come cheap, but tell us about transporting the stuff over there. How much does it cost just to send one massive lorry that you've got to Ukraine?
We need around £3,000 each time. And that is all raised by generous people donating through our Just Giving page or giving me cash, or we do car boots. We have a regular quiz at the Vale in Woodthorpe.
Yep.
We have people doing skydiving. One of our volunteers, Anna, she recently did a skydive. Anything you can think of that we could raise funds, you know, the bingo nights, raffles, online auctions, etc. I do to raise the money. You know, some people just give money for the sake of it, which is lovely, and it goes into Just Giving, or you know, they'll send us a check. But we do need that money each time to send the lorry, because you know, we use Ukrainian lorries. They're coming over here with importing goods, and we're sending them back full with aid. And but you know, no one does anything for nothing.
No.
It costs, obviously. They're a business. They've still got to pay their people, and they stay over here a few extra days, obviously, waiting for us to fill the lorry. But, yeah, we need money just to hire vans to take up. You know, everyone uses their cars, and we've got a camper van. We'll fill our camper van up just to get the aid from the hospital up to our Alfreton site. But we have so much, which is brilliant, that we need to, you know, hire a van, you know, at least once a month or two vans to get the everything up there. Anything more big and bulky, we, you know, try to ask people to deliver things straight. We have you know, straight to the Alfreton site, yeah. To save us there. But Yeah, we need funding, and that's our biggest thing, is just getting the money, because we could send. We have no end of people donating physical stuff. I've just had to put a call out on our Facebook saying, please, no more clothes and bedding just this week, because I'm chock-a-block, because we do have a bit of a problem with our warehouse up at Alfreton. They're making changes. They're a business. They've let us have space for nearly 3.5 years, which is amazing for nothing. Yeah. You know, we've like taken up so much room and just taken a bit more room each month. But they're making changes, and they've got building works going on, so we don't have as much room, and I'm not sure how much room we're going to have. So if anyone's got any space that they'd like to give us, we'd love. So it's just becoming more... Yeah, there's lots of that goes on behind the scenes. So, but we're grateful, so grateful everyone helps. But if we had more money to send more lorries, we'd be able to do more, because we do have the actual physical aid coming in, which is amazing. And we're getting help from other counties now as well, not just Nottingham and Nottingham area. We've got Leicestershire groups supporting us, because unfortunately a lot of smaller transport that was going over to Ukraine, as either they haven't got the funding or they just haven't got the people to keep it going. So Leicester were sending with a Leicester group.
Yeah.
But now they were doing it sort of every couple of months, collecting food and toiletries, which is two of the main items we need. So they got in touch with me and says, can we send it on your transport? We don't mind where it goes, as long as it gets to people who needs it. So they come over, they bring a van over every couple of months, got one due next week. People from Saltburn up north, they bring van loads down. They do send their own vans over as well, but they get so much stuff and they don't have the funding to send big lorries or the contacts. Who else came? You know, we have people coming from Boston in Lincolnshire. Me and my husband hired a van Friday, and we went down to Stamford in Lincolnshire. A guy there collected loads of stuff from his local hospitals, and we brought that back. So, yeah, there's a lot there, and it's needed.
And it's not just sort of bags of clothes, toiletries, food and stuff like that. It's big stuff like actual beds and furniture as well that send over.
Just recently we've been asked to help with a couple of rehabilitation centres. One's a residential one that they've acquired. Our partners who we've worked with in two different areas in Ukraine, one more central, one more near the front line. And one's doing a residential rehab centre, because there's over, at the moment, over 70,000 people that have lost limbs at the moment. And then there's all the psychological trauma, etc. And then there's day rehab centres as well. And not just for military, this is for just normal people. And we work a lot with for children as well, because there's so many children, obviously totally traumatised, who've been orphaned. So they've asked us to help. They've got the buildings, but they haven't got things to put in. So Vale Clearances, the company based out Bingham Way, they've come on board and are helping us, because they do loads for charities and organisations anyway. They give so much, and they're helping us. So they're just collecting washing machines, dryers, everything that we need.
Everything we take for granted, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
We've seen sort of the news footage of pallets of sort of goods being dropped out of a plane and sort of, you know, and the panic and just everything to, you know, they so want this stuff that, you know, it's race and it's danger for. That's very different with what you're doing, because you're actually driving
into
the Ukraine, aren't you?
So, yeah.
I mean, that's dangerous, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. I mean, we, as I say, use Ukrainian company, but it's
obviously
just...
Does that make it any less dangerous?
It's not, no, it's, I was going to say, it's no more less dangerous. It'll perhaps know the roads and the areas more than, because I do know of British lorries and vans going over as well, and some quite close friends of ours go just in a van with loaded up with stuff, and I couldn't do it. I'm not brave enough. I couldn't run fast enough.
But
it doesn't make it any less dangerous, no, just because it can be a bit easier, probably just because obviously he's got the language and can just get through places and knows the areas a bit more. But, it is dangerous. And we're just always pleased when we hear that they've reached the destination, because you'll see on our Facebook group, we get all the reports back of the lorries being unloaded there, and then after a few weeks we'll start getting reports back of where van loads of items have gone to different places, because it goes to one destination, but then they split it up and send it to wherever's needed. And if I hear of somewhere that needs something, they'll send it for us, as long as we get proper confirmation that it's all legit and everything, and especially a lot of our Ukrainian friends here have got people in sort of remote places that are perhaps not being looked after very well, or people on the front line. One of our ladies, her son's on the front line in Zaporizhia, and he's been on it 3.5 years. He was a professional dancer before. He wasn't in the military. He's a professional dancer before the invasion. And it's the first time, just a couple of weeks ago, he asked if we could help. And I'm sitting at home on Sunday night watching Antiques Roadshow, and I get a message from the front line saying, "Anne, you know my mum, can you help? I need tyres for my vehicle. We need a dryer to dry our uniforms and our work clothes. Can you help?" Yes. I put just a note out on what's our volunteer WhatsApp group to ask anyone can help. We've got some money, but can anyone help? Within 24 hours, I got £500. Then one of Roman, who we work with from Trident, because we still work very closely with Roman, he does everything transport-wise, plus loads of other things. One of his friends who works here with him, he was actually out in Ukraine at the time, doing volunteer work there, and he sorted the tyres, he sorted the dryer, we paid him. Within a week, these guys had these things, and now they're sorting just basic things for them, some clothes, some wash stuff, just that they're not getting. And they couldn't believe within a week they got these things. They just didn't think it would happen, but they said, no, we'll make it happen, and it did.
The record played up to the news. We don't need another hero. I think we do need heroes like you.
I'm notably so. There's a big group of us. I'm just here to represent a big group. It's, I'm the annoying one that does all the keyboard warrioring on Facebook and just asking for things. I've never been the sort of person to ask for anything for myself, but I'll just ask for anything for to help people that are in need.
Well, thank goodness we've got heroes like you at UK City Hall for the Ukraine. Let's take another piece of music and then we'll be back with more chat after this. It's a gorgeous song. It's one of my favourites. It's Audra Day and a song called Rise Up. We are talking about City Hall Ukraine with Anne Vickers, who helps run that particular cause. You've sort of touched on storage of donations and sort of it's sort of what rammed actually at the moment. I mean, what and I know that he says that you know you've asked people not to for you know sort of a certain length of time while you clear all that. So, what is the storage situation at this moment? Because I know that he says you've got that in Ashfield and you've got bits and bobs sort of at the city hospital where it's based. I mean, the storage of the stuff must be sort of, I'm not going to say a bit of a headache, but it must sort of give you headaches, I suppose, as to where you are going to store it. Because you don't want to turn stuff away, do you?
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, I've just had to put a message out today just saying, please, no more clothes or bedding. Just, you know, if people could still bring food, toiletries, any medical items, etc., because they're the three top sort of things that we desperate for, and that's just for this week, just to put a pause on those other things. Because I mean, we have a big space. There's a big space in this building with like massive, great big. It used to be a ward, I think, years and years ago. So we've got a big space, but we fill it up when if we only had a lorry sort of 3-4 weeks ago, and the hub was empty, and within a week it was half full. We're just having to be a bit more clever with how we're stacking things, but still being obviously safe and, you know, it's not falling on anybody, and keeping the, you know, exits clear and everything. But, we used to get to that stage and be able to take everything up to Alfreton. But as I say, just because of the reduced storage there, through nobody's fault, we've, you know, just got to be a bit more careful. And, you know, luckily we are able to have this next lorry, which is hopefully coming next week. So then we should then be able to be near enough clear again and start again.
Is that going to be, is it the 60th or the 61st?
61st, yeah. We're due, hopefully hear later today whether it will be this week, normally on a Thursday. So, and then we just, then I'll hire vans to empty the hub, take everything up, everyone coming up to the yard fills up their vehicles and we just all go up like a big convoy, arrive at the and then anybody else who wants to come and help load, because we literally have all the volunteers then, and a lot of different volunteers come that perhaps have been able to get a day off work, if they've, you know, give them enough time to notice. And then we just all hand load the lorry, because we put vehicles on the lorries as well. We have people fundraising outside of our group for vehicles or donating vehicles. If we have enough money, we'll buy a vehicle as well. But 4x4s, ambulances, vans. We've just been donated 2 vans by Vale Clearances. 2 of their vans they no longer need. Need a bit of work, but yeah, they're still running. So they'll go on at some point, not on this lorry. It's just amazing. We just get the vehicles onto the lorry and then everybody literally hand loads everything on, because we fill the vehicles inside, underneath, on top, get everything on, any other big stuff, if there's furniture to go on this one, or any sports equipment for the rehab centre, etc. Then, it's just all hand loading. We're just there all day. And hope for good weather and get it loaded.
How often do you send the trucks over there then? Is it sort of just, well, I was going to say, is it when you've got enough stuff? But obviously you've got too much stuff to send
over.
So how often are the trucks sent over?
It had been around about every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
If I look at this last sort of few months, it's been more than that, because we did have a big fundraising event at Binks Yard in May. Which was very successful, so that allowed us to, and we still did all our other fundraising as well, that allowed us to send a few extra lorries this last few months, but we're at the end of that. That's gone now, it's gone. Money's gone, so we need money. But we could probably be sending 2 a month, you know, or at least once a month rather than once every 6 weeks if we had the funding to send them. Yeah, we have the aid, but not the funding. Yeah, because the hospital is very generous. We get lots of things from the hospital, and different companies. There's a workwear company in Aspley. They do all like the embroidering stuff on the on work clothes, and anything that then is comes back to them if it, you know, because they're business has changed logo or whatever, you know, they just used to shred everything and get rid of it, but now they could send it all to us, you know, just all great work trousers, tops, anything, you know. You'll see someone working in Ukraine with a East Midlands train, you know, high vis on or something, you know.
We'll take another break for music, and then we're going to find out the stuff that's really needed over there. Slim and Praise You. City Hub Ukraine need lots of praise for the stuff that they're doing, because they're doing stuff which a lot of people wouldn't even think of doing by sending stuff over to Ukraine. We was talking while that record was playing about Yeah, you know, the adults, the kids, the, you know, sort of the families are looked after. But cats and dogs. Now, I've got a cat, I've got a dog. Then if you've got...
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, so... it can often be that sort of creature who is overlooked over in Ukraine. And some of the stuff that is badly needed is cat and dog food, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many. There was a lot of shelters already, unfortunately, in Ukraine, but there's been so many more dogs that have been abandoned by no fault of their own, by no fault of the owners, because the owners have either had to flee very quickly or they've unfortunately been killed, and or the dogs have run off because there's a sirens or a drone attack or something. I know what my dog's like just in a thunderstorm, you know. She just wants to run and get out. She doesn't even want to be in the house.
Well, we all know what dogs and cats are like. With fire at night. Yeah,
so there's so many that have, you know, just run off and been lost and then cared for by shelters or just by people that have been left behind and started up a shelter. We also look after different units that have military and medical service dogs as well. Yeah. And also there is a good, in one region, there's a very good pet hospital who looks after any dogs, but especially for the military and the service, all the sniffer dogs, etc. So they need our help with everything from the dog food to the leads, harnesses, bowls, bedding we can send because we get lots of bedding, perhaps that's not perhaps up to scratch for humans, and the towels, etc. So there's always that, but cages, dog cages, and especially little carriers for, because cats as well, they're looking after cats and other animals. There was a terrible photo online recently, because the attacks are in just in civilian, it's not just happening on the front line, it's civilian places.
Yeah.
And a farm had been hit and there's just horses lying dead on the ground.
I saw that awful. On Facebook.
Awful.
Yeah.
It's not just the front line areas. It's we do have a brilliant company up in Bulwell called Wonderpack, who look after all the logistics for pet, for lots of things, but one thing is dog food from Arden Grange, and they give us either cancelled orders or might be split bags, etc., that have taped up, but then they can't go onto the shop shelves. So for every lorry the last few months, we've had sort of a pallet or two of dog food from them, but we still need more.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's more of everything, unfortunately, because, those, we can send over lots of beds or lots of blankets and they will last for a certain time, but anything like food or toiletries, things like that, once they've gone.
It's literally eaten up as soon as
you've eaten it or washed in it or whatever, So, all those sort of things, because we'll have people come in and say, I can only afford, I've just got like a bag of pasta or whatever. It's not much. But I say, look, and I'll show them like the wall of boxes and bags. I says, that not much makes that, which then transforms into an Arctic lorry of 16 tonnes of aid, which is saving lives.
Bag of pasta's two meals.
That's right.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's two meals.
People don't realise how much difference they are making, whether it's a small gesture or bigger. We'll take it all. And it's making a difference, I can assure them.
What are the main things that you're looking for to be donated?
Priorities are always food, like canned food, especially anything you can just eat out of a tin, and it doesn't have to be heated up, because especially now getting to nearer to the colder months, there's going to be more and more, there's power outages now, but obviously it's going to be more significant once the cold comes in, and they have cold.
Of course.
Cold winters.
Exactly, it's Ukraine, isn't it?
So things that can be heated up easily or eaten cold. So anything like that, packets of food that you know, obviously just add water to, etc. But and also with soups, and then all hygiene products. But just basic toothpaste, basic soaps, basic things like that. We always want the any sanitary wear and incontinence products are really really needed by the hospitals. And anything medical, because it can be used. They can adapt things to be used for different ways and whatever they need to do with them. So they're the three top things that's needed.
Brilliant. We'll find out how you can get them to Anne and the team right after this from James Morrison. Right, old chatty while the music's playing. James Morrison and Fight Another Day. We're talking about City Hub Ukraine, which is a course that sends everything basically that they can over to the Ukraine. My guest is Anne Vickers. Now we've just spoken about the stuff that is needed. How can people get that stuff to you? I mean, so the normal person, sort of sat down, maybe listening to this and thinks, well, I'll spend an extra 50 pence, and buy a packet of pasta and take it down to you. I mean, that's just a small thing, but it's a couple of meals for somebody who's got nothing at all, all the way up to maybe stuff that they want to get rid of and. How can they get that to you? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can just come to the hub. We're open Monday to Saturday every week. The times do change a little bit, so if you can get on the Facebook group, I always publish them there the new week every Sunday.
Yeah.
For the following Monday to Saturday. Or just phone up. Again, you'll see our number on Facebook and online. Just phone up and check. If you don't do Facebook, just check the opening times for this following week, because it does change a bit. And then just pop down. If you can't get to us, and especially if you've got a considerable amount of stuff that you might want to donate, then we have volunteers that will go around collecting things from people. There's so many ways to get things to us, and all different. On our Facebook group, there's under guides on the Facebook, it's called Donation Location, and there's different people around that said, right, people can come in, they can just leave things in my porch, or give me a message and they can bring them around to my house. So there's places dotted around from, down in Beeston, we've got a couple. If you can't get to the city hospital, then you can just drop things in at the Beeston locations. But they're private addresses, they're not shops or anything. Even if it's just a bag of pasta, as I was saying, one bag of pasta from one person. But if 100 people give me a bag of pasta, we can feed a lot of people.
Exactly. Doesn't matter how small it is, it helps somebody.
And clothes, we take clothes. A lot of groups don't take clothes anymore, but we do help a lot of displaced people, especially in our location where we deliver more on the east, nearer the front line. They have an awful lot of people that are being evacuated every week, thousands of them, out of the front line villages and towns going into the bigger region. So they get people turning up just with nothing. So we still send clothes and children's items, etc. So as long as things are are clean, good condition, the only thing we ask for new is underwear. And obviously that's very much needed, especially for hospitals. We'll send lots of clothing to hospitals, because you can imagine people are coming in with severe injuries and they've got no clothes with them, and they're just running out of just T-shirts and joggers and things at the hospitals. So that sort of thing is...
If you've lost everything, you need everything.
That's right, definitely.
Everything is needed. So. Uh-huh. Very quickly, tell us a little bit about this last song that we're going to be playing. It's a band called Without Limits. And the song's called My Country. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's Roman's favourite song, because it's about his country. So it's Roman Yurichuk, who we work with from Trident Security. It's his favourite. It's about his country. And just that Ukraine will always be Ukraine.
Absolutely. And hopefully it'll be as strong as it ever ever was, especially with your help in City Hub Ukraine as well. Thank you so much for coming in and just making us aware. Not that we need making aware, because we've all seen the news and everything, but making us aware of how we can help you as well to help the Ukraine.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's humbling just talking to you for the amount of work that you do.
No.
But thank you anyway.
Yeah.
For
it's a big team effort. No, thank you. So, yeah, just get in touch, whether it's a bag of pasta or £1,000. We'll take it.
And that's best on Facebook, isn't it? City Hub Ukraine.
Yeah, that's our... No, there's a bit on Instagram, but the main details are all on the Facebook, or just get our number and give us a ring.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much. Have a really good week, and hopefully people will want to help even more. I'm sure they will anyway.
Lovely.
So this is
Thank
Without
you.
Limits and My Country. See you next time.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.